In this video, we're going to discuss how often your church should offer confessions. Now, the first thing you need to consider is, how big is your parish? How many registered families do you have? Or at the very least, about how many people attend Mass on Sundays? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? Is it 5,000? Then, simply look at how often confession is being offered. If your church is offering confession for 1 hour a week, let's say, even if you had confessions that only lasted for 3 minutes, that would barely be 20 confessions a week. 80 confessions a month out of possibly thousands of parishioners. That simply is not enough. I am not going to tell you or dictate exactly how much confession should be offered, but if you're being honest, how often should confession be offered? Way more often.
When I was in eighth grade, before I had a faith or before I even thought about a relationship with Christ, I was struck by the lives of two particular saints, and that was the lives of St. John Vianney and Padre Pio. Obviously, the first thing that stands out to anyone are the many, many miracles, the many healings and conversions. When you get past that, there's something so much more remarkable. They gave themselves wholly and completely and irrevocably to Christ and to His service and to His church. I remember reading about how they would hear confessions for 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, every single day, day in and day out. And when I read this, I said, I want to be that priest. I want to be like that, to give my life so completely to the service of Christ in this sacrament that any sinner from any part of the world could come and be freed of the pain of sin, free of the grief of sin, and begin a relationship with Christ. I want to be that priest.
When a teenager has an appreciation for the sacrament of confession, he's going to be much more likely to consider a vocation. Only when they appreciate the sacrament of confession, only when they appreciate the sacrament of Jesus's body, blood, soul, and divinity, are we going to find young men who want to become priests. Frequent confession is strongly encouraged. It's been encouraged by Pope Pius XII, Pope Paul VI, Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI. If you were to open your catechism, you'd see there that frequent confession is encouraged even when there's no mortal sin involved, even when there's just venial sin. So when I say frequent confession, I mean going to confession at least one time a month. I personally go once a week. When Cardinal Arenze was the prefect for the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, he recommended going at least once every 2 to 3 weeks.
It's rather clear. The Church urges those who want to love God more to go to confession often. They are not supposed to have any mortal sin, but in order to get help to grow in love of God, often can mean 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Those who are not conscious of any mortal sin often is for them normal and most helpful.
Talk about it. Priests are, they're competing with a world of distraction and a world of noise and a world of sin. So unless you stand out from the rest of that, you're going to be drowned out. And no one is going to hear the call of mercy. No one's going to hear the invitation to come into a relationship with Christ if someone doesn't stand out in front of them and tell them. When does your church offer confession? Is it accessible during times when people are actually off of work or out of school?
Everybody matters, but the souls of young people are being attacked in a particular way by Satan, with pornography, with all the false gods of the world. It's critically important that pastors, priests, and youth ministers make the sacrament of confession available to the youth. It's important that they become accustomed to living in the state of grace and going to them frequently, offering them the sacrament of God's mercy. And what you're going to find is that once a young person, once a teenager, becomes accustomed to being in the grace of God, having that sense of God's presence, that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they're never going to want to leave the church, because nowhere in the world is that kind of peace being offered.
It's embarrassing to tell your sins to another person. So lay people need constant encouragement from our priests, encouraging us, inviting us, welcoming us to embrace the sacrament of mercy.
It's critically important that priests not only promote confession, talk about sin, but that priests actually themselves go to confession frequently. It's impossible for a person to promote something effectively that they themselves do not do. Only a man who has received the mercy of God can talk about how that mercy is going to impact an individual. When you have confession on the schedule 3 times a day, or every single day, or for multiple hours out of the day, you're preaching a homily every time that confession schedule is being put in the bulletin. You're telling people, this is important. It's important enough for me to sit in there and wait with the light on. It's important for you to go.
God willing, if I become a priest, I may not be able to perform miracles like St. John Vianney or St. Padre Pio, but I can make the choice to be available to hear confessions for hours each day.
I know that there's a vocations shortage. I know that it might be difficult for a priest to answer the call and hear the amount of confessions, make himself available for an extended period of time for confession. But if there's ever going to be a vocations boom, if the world is ever going to change, at some point, something's got to give. It's part of a priest's victimhood, and it is difficult. I'm not saying that it's easy. It is going to require a man to die to himself, to sit in the confessional for an extended period of time.
The abundant mercy of Jesus Christ shouldn't be bound to 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturday or by appointment. The number one problem in the world is sin. And there's only one person who can remove that sin. And that's Jesus Christ acting through his priests.